Ja, praise the Lord. Yes, I give God all the glory for sparing me, sparing my life, giving me health. I remember going to study. When I went to go and study, the family wanted to sponsor me, my fees. I went to a college. And then I said, no, I'm going to fund myself. And so I had about 50 rand, South African currency. And I bought a box of cassettes at the wholesalers. And I sold it for 100 rand. Then I used 100 rand and bought two boxes. Every time I just doubled it. Whatever profit I made, I just bought more and more. And that's how I made money. And then I went to the wholesalers. I said to them, look here, what do you have here that you cannot sell? And the wholesalers said, they've got these ties. They cannot sell these ties. I said, okay, how much do you want for a tie? And they said, 9 rand. I said, okay. And I bought it for 9 rand and then I sold it for 18 rand, 100% profit. And the people I sold it to were women, ladies. Because I went around to all the places where the women worked, like pre-primary schools, creches and so forth. Because I knew many of them, because they would call me to assist them with some. Sometimes I would make some props for the concerts, or sometimes something broke, like plumbing or carpentry. And then I would help them. And I asked them, would you like to buy some ties? They said, no, what must we do with ties? I said, well, don't you love your pastor? Maybe you can buy a tie for your pastor as a gift. She said, yes, I love my pastor. Give me two. And I said, maybe someone there in your community, in the flat where you're living, there's a young man whose birthday it is, or he's turning 21. Well, yes, yes, the boy opposite is getting married and the other boy is getting 21. Give me some. And all the ladies bought the ties as gifts for someone. Then I went to another wholesaler and I said to him, what do you have here that you cannot sell? And he said to me, he's got these shorts. It's like a overall. You see these men, sometimes they wear a blue overall. It's an overall material. And I bought all the, for a very cheap price, I bought all these shorts. And again, I sold it to the ladies. I said, ladies, are you interested in these shorts? They said, no, what must we do with those shorts? I said, do you like to go to the beach? When you go to the beach, you wear manga, right? They said, yes. And I said, how long does your manga last? Because you sit on the rocks and not long, it's worn. Then you have to buy a new one. This one is tough. And the ladies bought all of that. So eventually, I started to sell toys, and I would sell nail clippers. I would sell fragrances for women. I would sell tools. I would sell practically anything under the sun. And because I'm a student, I walked with a rucksack, walked from house to house. And they say the purposes of God is multi-purpose. The purpose for my walking was to buy the stuff at the wholesalers and to sell it. So all those walks, I lost weight too. There I realized the quickest way to lose weight is to start walking. And I went from a 36 to a 34. Isn't it wonderful? So that's what you can do. But what is the lesson I learned from all? Eventually, listen to this. I'm closing this now. This is to encourage you or someone who maybe don't have enough money and want to supplement your income. What you can do, you can make up a small hamper. Use a cellophane, something people can see through. Tie this hamper, a small hamper, like maybe shampoo, hair conditioner, some hair ties that the children with the bubbles, small stuff that ladies use, maybe a small packet of tissue whatever woman folk love, you can make up a small hamper with some soap in there and so forth, a tube of toothpaste, and you tie it and you can sell that. And you sell birthday cards too, because many times people work, and especially those who work in supermarkets and in shops, they are so tied down, they hardly get time to go shopping. And on their way home, or maybe they pop in by you, and they say, "Oh, I feel so disappointed now. It's my mom's birthday, or my husband, or my wife's birthday, or my child's birthday, and I never bought anything for them." But you see to it that you always have something small there that they can buy as a birthday gift for a child, for a man, for a woman, for a young lady, for a young man. And thus you can monetize that. It does not have to be expensive stuff, because many times people who live in the flats, or like they say in America, in the projects, they may not be working, so they don't have a lot of money. And you can help them. But the thing that where I really made a lot of money quick and fast in one day was like on Valentine's Day. So when it came to Valentine's, now the people inform you, the radio, the television let you know it's going to be Valentine's Saturday, Sunday, or next week. So you have a lot of time to prepare. And I would go to the wholesalers and buy everything related to Valentine. The Valentine cards, the little bears, the little hearts, the flowers, anything and everything, and the cards, anything. And I had about four agents. The one agent was a lady who worked at the warehouse, the CNA warehouse. The one man, he was a psychologist. I asked him to take it to his workplace. The one lady was a radio announcer on a radio station. And then I had another person who would take it to his work, just an ordinary person. I also bought these small radios. It's the size of a cassette, the size of a small book, a small notebook, very, very small. It can go in the palm of your hand. I sold these radios. And the people at the radio station, they bought a lot of it because they wanted to listen to their radio station. On Valentine's Day and before Valentine's Day, I would pack all the stuff into a big bag and give it to my agent. When the agent got to work and showed the people and said, "Look here, who want to buy stuff for Valentine, for your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, or whatever?" And it was sold out within 10 minutes. And then they phoned me. They said, "The other people are asking, where's their stuff?" And that time I was studying. I didn't have a car, and I hired a car, and I bought a lot of stuff. That's why you must always have cash. You see, you mustn't spend all your money. Always have a small savings there in your house. So in case you get a bargain, because you can monetize that money. That money can turn into money, into more money. You see, that is called in business, it's called a float. When you have a business, you have a float. In other words, maybe in your till, there's always 1,000 rand. It depends on how big your business is. If you're a small business, maybe there's always 1,000 rand in your till. That's for change and to buy odds and ends. And so I made so much money on that day. When I dropped the others on my way home, the phone rang again. That time I didn't have a cell phone yet. And they said, "That's all sold out. The people need more." I took bags full of Valentine's Day products 3-4 times. And the profit I made, I bought my first phone cash. You see, so if you are wise, so they say some people are wise, some are streetwise, some are otherwise, and some are eggwise. But if you streetwise and you are wise, then you will exploit these days, like Mother's Day, sell stuff for Mother's Day. Like Father's Day, sell stuff for Father's Day. Like Valentine's Day. Or always have something on hand at home to sell for a birthday or stuff like that. And that's how I made my money. And I sold on credit to eventually I opened an account, a clothing account at Markham's. But I'm a student. I didn't have any other source of income. I made money starting from a 50 rand. So you too. So I never ate my profits really. Just went on a spending spree. You've got to use wisdom when you work with your money. Don't eat your money. Don't eat your profit. So that's what happened. But what was the lesson I learned? I learned eventually that selling on credit, your money's tied down. You can only use your money 12 times in a year. Yes, if you sell expensive stuff, you must sell it on credit, of course. You can sell stuff on credit, but then you must also have stuff where you get in a daily cash amount. So at the end of the day, because I was still a student, I stopped selling stuff on credit and I sold stuff where people would pay cash. I started to sell key rings with soccer team in there, pictures of the soccer teams, the famous soccer teams. I would sell nail files. I would sell batteries. I also sold toys, and I saw, because I discovered stuff for children. People will even take their food money to buy stuff for their child, because people will do anything for their child or for their pet. Then I came to the conclusion that the best thing for me to do, so that my money can work every day, sell something that people can buy for cash every day. So I hope this helps you. But there's a humorous story too. So one day I got some fish from someone. But this fish is the kind of fish the people don't like to buy or to eat, because it's got a lot of bones in it, fine bones. And I went around and I asked people, do you want to buy this fish? And I still had two fish left. And I was speaking to these people, the hawkers, they call them hawkers. It's the people who sell the fruit and the vegetables. And they sometimes also sell fish. Now, if you speak to these people know fruit and they know vegetables. They know fish. You cannot bamboozle them. You cannot fool them. I wasn't out to fool them. It means that they know what they're buying. They know what that fish is. And I said, don't you want to buy the last two fish? The man said, no, that fish, man. Yeah, it's got too many bones in it. I don't like that fish. No, thank you, he said. I said to him, my friend, did you see the medicine that our grannies gave us when we were sick, when we were small? It's called Scotch emulsion. He said, yes. Did you see on the box there's a man walking? He's carrying a big fish behind his back. He said, yes. I said, now this fish that I've got here is related to that fish. He said, yes, you're right. Give me the fish. And he bought the fish. The Lord bless you, my friend.